Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Monday morning, and man, move out the Monday morning quarterback. This is Brock Buck from the Berg Podcast, live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. As they'll head on the last road trip of the year, Chicago, Cincinnati, and Philly before they come home and close with the Marlins. Derek's out there enjoying himself, getting ready for that series. Here's truly Mark Mancini out here in Los Angeles, producing at 2,500 miles to the west, looking like Seattle or Buffalo this morning. A little overcast, but that's a weather meteorologist's job. 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, 15 minutes goes by quick. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. More of him, less of me. Let me lay the red carpet down. Put the podium in its place, hand the mic over. Tarek the Threes, how are you? How could people get a hold of you? And man, oh man, what a weekend. You guys took center stage in Pittsburgh with the Yanks coming to town.
Man, good morning to you, man. Good morning, everybody, man. And then just doing well, like you said, a big weekend for us as the Yankees came in. And then we have the Steelers tonight versus the Browns in Monday Night Football. So the city is buzzing. And then also we're about to embark on a nice road trip to stay in our division for two series. And then, you know, before taking on the field. So interstate, you know, rivalry as well there. So, I mean, it's a really fun time. To be in Pittsburgh and to be a Pirate and then also to be a Steelers fan. So you can follow me online on Facebook, just first and last name, on Twitter, TarikSR, and on Instagram, first and last name, and senior, so TarikBrockSR. And most importantly, want to thank our proud sponsors. Thank you to PMW, BMW, True Victory Apparel, and the Cardio Grind back in Tarzana, California, man. So definitely got to give those guys some love.
Yeah. Hey, how was the ambiance there on Friday night? Looked like it was just buzzing. You know, a couple former Pirates come to town, Garrett Cole, Clay Holmes. I mean, they pretty much stole that game and because we had them down. But, you know, it happens, peaks and valleys in a long baseball season. But the ambiance, the Yankee fans kind of hooping and hollering, giving you gruff there. I mean, they probably took over the city coming into a nice city like Pittsburgh. It must have been nice with the environment there with the Yankees coming to town.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was really good. You know, their fans travel well. Again, just that 4 to 5 hour drive, you know, down to come down and support the team, which was good. So we had a good mixture of their fans and our fans, and they both were rowdy. Actually, it was just a chance for our young players to see potentially what playoff baseball could feel like and be like in that type of environment. And for those guys to feel it, to be in it, you know, to experience that, because next year at this time, you know, we want to be playing, you know, to get into the playoffs and clinch a spot. So it was really good for our young guys to do and just to be in and just to experience, you know, that heartbreak of, you know, dropping 2 out of 3 and looking back at it and saying, you know, we could have won those two plus the game we won yesterday. Like we could have swept those guys. And so, you know, that's a really good experience. And it's something that, you know, our young guys and our coaching staff will take with us as we move forward.
Yeah, and you got your 70th win of the year. That's got to be a milestone, knowing that you guys have made progress. That's what you look for in a tenure. You know, every year to make progress, baby steps to get to where you want to go, and the foundation in Pittsburgh looks brighter than ever.
Absolutely. You know, that's the most games that, you know, we've won in a season since 2018, I believe it was said. You know, if you look at it, you go, okay, that's cool, you know, but getting off to that incredible hot start, you know, it you know, brought about a huge valley. I think if we would have steadily just progressed and get to this, you know, it might feel differently, but, you know, nonetheless, to, you know, shake hands after the end of a game 70 times is really good for us. You know, we still got some few, you know, games left, some important, you know, playoff games left for us at least. and then for Cincinnati and Chicago as well as they're playing for seeding. So it's a really good time, man. And yes, you know, we've grown, but, you know, like our GM said, there is no time to take our foot off the gas pedal right now because of, you know, the success that we've had so far.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, the success of that kid, man, you guys took a chance on in the 15th round, Jack Sawinski, man. I'm looking for big things for this guy next year and the years beyond, man. Boy, I'll tell you, he is just, he fits the city of Pittsburgh. When, you know, that scrappy type of guy, the Phil Garner type of guy, you see him on a daily basis. Jack Sawinski, man, is just, he is unbelievable.
You know what? He's awesome. I mean, a hard worker, which you expect a lot of the young guys to be. You know, he takes time and process things, you know, as it comes along, giving us a huge boost out center field, play some really good center field, and then, oh, you know, in the pinch, we need you to go over to left field or right field. He does that as well. You know, 24, 25 home runs, it's been great, which has been good. And, you know, just seeing him, you know, command the strike zone right now, which has been really good for him. And he's hitting the ball the other way. So, like you said, you know, things are definitely looking up and promising for him. And, you know, after this season is over, going into next year in spring training, you'll see a kid that'll be a little bit more relaxed, you know, patient, have an understanding of what he can do, understanding of how the league has attacked him in those different, you know, variety of ways. And, you know, developing a game plan for those, you know, those attacks. And I think that's really good for him.
Yeah. And when you look at this last road trip of the year, you're Chicago, Cincinnati, and Philly, and then you'll come home and wrap it up with the Marlins. Man, oh, man, this road trip is just, I guess, put your foot to the gas and try to take a series in this, and if you can, sweep series, to look as you finish out 2023 to gear up for 2024.
You know, absolutely. This is just about, you know, spoiling, you know, other people's, you know, season. But then also for us, the biggest thing is for us to play in this environment because this is where we want to be a year from now. You know, wrapping, going into the last, you know, 10 days to 2 weeks left in the season. And, you know, we want to know what it's like to, one, be able to, you know, disrupt somebody's playoffs, and then also make sure that while we're in that same, you know, position to not have someone disrupt us. So this right here, you know, serves us lessons on both sides of the coin, and that's something that we're going to look forward to doing. The one thing that I think our young guys really get to experience is, you know, night game, travel, play the next night, you know, night game, travel, same way. It's just like how it used to be. And, you know, for these guys to get this at the very end and then come back and go, okay, we got three games against the Marlins, who's also fighting, you know, to get in the playoffs as well. And understanding there is no break here except for on your day off. Right? So it just shows them that everything becomes important, you know, hydrating, eating, and recovering.
Well, and not only that, you're with these guys 200 times a year, including spring training. I don't ever want to disrespect doctors or lawyers, but the hardest thing I think in life, and we've said it before, is baseball. I mean, to make it in baseball and then to travel, it's like a circus atmosphere. You're in one city, you pack up, you go to another. Some of these things are 3-4 city tours, and then to come back for a few days, play maybe a 7-game homestand or whatever, maybe a 10, then go back on the road. It takes a toll on your body, and you know, it's almost like a family away from a family. So, you know, more power to you guys as far as carrying that torch, because definitely I think it's the hardest thing in life.
You know, absolutely. That's a huge thing, you know, like you said, to be able to compete in one city, right, go into another city and compete. You know, having an off day on the road is not the same as having an off day, you know, at home. It just becomes really, really, really huge. And then that's where you get to develop, you know, being mentally tough and strong as you're doing everything to continue to build your body up and to be able to perform, you know, night after night. So it's a really good experience for our young guys, really good experience for the, you know, the coaching staff, because this is our first 10-day road trip. And for it to come this late in the season is huge. And so, you know, this is where, you know, we're playing for some stuff here. Like, you know, we go on a good run and mess around. You know, we could win, you know, 75, you know, 76, 77 games, you know, on the season. So, you know, we still have a lot to play for. Our young guys have a lot to experience. And so we're going to take full advantage of, you know, these next, you know, 11, 12 days.
Yeah, talking about full advantage, Deion Sanders is working his magic. He's got some big games the next 2 weeks, Oregon this week, USC after that. I love Deion Sanders, and man, oh, man, he's getting everybody to buy into that in Colorado, man. We've talked about that before. Watch out for Deion, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it was really cool. And I think every week you can say for them, you know, they faced the biggest challenge of the season, right? And so, you know, this past weekend and doing their rivalry game against Colorado State, you know, faced the biggest game of their season where they had some adversity. You know, they lose Travis Hunter, right? And then Shedeur Sanders, you know, drives 98 yards to, you know, tie the game up or put them in a position to tie the game up and then do that sweet two-point conversion. And it's going to and take it in overtime. Now they face their biggest test of the season coming up, in which I believe they travel to, you know, Oregon to play the Ducks. And again, you know, we'll see how they go. You know, they already had their first taste of, you know, Pac-12, you know, football. And now they get to, you know, go up against one of the powerhouses before, you know, facing USC and then facing UCLA and then going up to, I think it was Arizona or Arizona State, the other team that's ranked. So it's going to be a really good test for them. But the one thing I saw is that they didn't panic. They still kept playing Buffalo's football and they kept believing it. Any team that believes and plays hard, you know, you just never know. They're never out of it.
Yeah, and I've been high on the two NFC teams. As you go to the pros real quick and 2 minutes and some change, I keep telling people, watch out for Washington and watch out for Atlanta. And they are both now 2-0, and that NFC East is unbelievable. Those teams are combined 7-1. The Giants made a nice comeback. The Cowboys look good. Any thoughts on that one? And you'll be in the backyard of, you know, the Steelers tonight as they will take on the Cleveland Browns.
Yes, I mean, Dallas looked, you know, just they look great the first two games, you know, of the season. You know, of course, they get a Jets team, you know, that was coming off the injury to Aaron Rodgers and doing everything they can to go in and, you know, to Dallas and make sure that they put on the best showing that they could. And definitely, you know, fell short of the mark there. But, you know, Micah Parsons, you know, is playing his rear end off. And then you had Dak Prescott, who was doing a really good job, you know, with Mike McCarthy making all the calls there. And so, like you said, you know, the two teams, as you mentioned, you know, the Falcons are off to a really good start. I just think that NFC South is going to be an interesting, you know, division because you got the Falcons and the Buccaneers, you know, off to really good starts there. I just think that's probably one of the weaker NFC divisions, you know, just right now. They might have, you know, good records, but I just think they'll just beat up on each other, you know, going from there. The one thing, like you said, you know, going into the North as, you know, Joe Burrow and them got off to another, you know, 0-2 start, but he didn't look good, you know, exiting, you know, the game yesterday. So it'll be really interesting. And then Josh Allen had a good bounce back game yesterday, but still playing a little reckless. So we'll see where that goes. But, man, Miami's looking really good, you know, as they go in and beat up on New England and had a scare there at the end. So this season is really good. When it'll really get interesting is when a team plays on Sunday, turn around and play on Thursday, and then come back and probably play on a Monday or something like that. We'll see how those teams respond there. So I expect the standings, you know, to shuffle like a deck of cards as we go along. Yep. And then you'll see the teams that are really good just start to, you know, separate from the rest of the group.
Well, not only that, before we wrap it, the Dolphins kind of remind me of the UCLA Bruins. They'll jump out 4-5-1, 6-2 during the year, and then towards the end of the year they kind of fade out a little. I think the Dolphins, if I'm not mistaken, are like 1-30 when the temperature drops below 30 degrees. So it's going to be interesting. I like this Dolphin team. I like their coach and everything. But we'll find out what the Dolphins can do. And on the other side of the coin, the UCLA Bruins, I believe they get Utah this week, so that should be interesting. Hey, another great show in the books. We'll reconvene Friday in Cincinnati. We'll get some NFL go-tos, which games to look out for. Give me a sure shot. Give me a don't be surprised of, and even in college football. And do me a favor. Enjoy yourself tonight. I know the Steelers will beat the Browns. Get on that flight and take care of the Cubbies.
Man, will do, man. Man, just have a good rest of your day. I'll let you know how things went my first Steeler game. Looking forward to it. I missed the game I was supposed to go to last year, so no better way to make that up than to have a good Monday night game here against the Browns. So just looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, wear the Bumblebee outfit and let everybody know how they can get a hold of you and the sponsors as well.
Yes, so on Facebook, just first and last name. On Instagram, TarrikBrockSR. And on Twitter, the X, TarrikSR. So, again, to our sponsors, P&W BMW, thank you guys so much. True Victory Apparel, you know, Jason and Mike, you guys are awesome. Thank you. And then out to the Cardio Grind, my home gym, where I get to train and get ready for the upcoming season and just to live a good, healthy life. So thank you guys so much.
Yeah, if the Steelers need you tonight to catch a pass, man, get out there on the field too.
I'm ready.
he's Jarek Brock. Yours truly, Mark Mancini. We'll reconvene Friday in Cincinnati, the Queen City. Till then, have a blessed one. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Thanks for tuning in.